You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Most people know his acting in comedy, especially his movies and recordings with counterculture collaborator Tommy Chong. But there's a whole lot more to Cheech Marin than you'd imagine. He is also a musician. He has worked as a music journalist. He's also quite a major player in the art world. And he has a specialty there, too. Marin owns the world's largest collection of Chicano art, with over 700 pieces. And now he's sharing part of that collection with Texans in the exhibit Los Tejanos, Chicano Art from the Collection of Cheech Marin. It's going to be at the Art Museum of South Texas in Corpus Christi. Cheech, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hey, it's nice to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Chicano art is a specialty unto itself. Was there something in particular that drew you to Chicano art, your own background, I would imagine?
Well, the fact that they were really good painters.
Huh.
Because I knew what good painting was because I'd been studying it all my life. You know, and I'd gone to museums, and you have to go see paintings live because there's this whole other dimension that you miss if you don't because of the texture of the paint. It's like watching some great singer with a TV on mute.
Well, you said you were drawn to this art not so much because of where it came from, it sounds like, but because of the impression that it made on you. What are those characteristics? I mean, how do you describe it to someone who might not be into art?
Well, you know, all my life when I went to art museums, big or small, I noticed that there was nobody on their walls that looked like me. Everywhere I went, I mean, I knew more about the rape of the Sabine women than I knew about the rape of the East LA women, you know.
Yeah.
When I realized that there's nobody that looks like me or my neighborhood or my streets or where I come from, but I'm supposed to know everything about them. You know, it's like, well, is there inequality here? And when I started collecting this art, it became even more apparent because I realized very quickly that this was a school, that there was a central school of thought that was informing all these works of art, and that was the identity of the Chicano constituency. It's the description of their community told from a myriad of different viewpoints, whether it's religious or mm-hmm. historical or street level. And when you put all these different viewpoints together, you get this 360, the sabor, the flavor mm-hmm. of what that community is. And it keeps being represented by every new wave of painters and artists that come into this community. They always give you news from the front.
But I'm curious about the Corpus Christi connection here, because it would be an obvious thing to show it in L.A. or San Francisco or something like that. Why are you bringing part of your collection to Corpus Christi?
Well, Corpus Christi is part of the diaspora.
Sure,
and also
course.
they've started showing the art. I think this is the fourth or fifth show I've done at this museum.
Hmm.
Because it speaks to their audience, not just to Latinos or Chicanos that are in that area, but to everybody in that area, because they grow up in that same diaspora.
Yeah, this gets back to that other observation you're making about that sort of 360-degree perspective that you have on the culture. You don't have to be Chicano to understand it if you're living in and around it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was a famous rye bread ad or a bagels ad or something from some bagel company in New York.
Uh-huh.
And the focus was that you don't have to be Jewish in order to
yeah.
enjoy these kind of bagels. And they had every little black kid, Chinese kid, Latino kid, you know, and they got the message across. If you like bagels, you like bagels. If you like art, you'll like this art.
Do you get to Texas very much? I mean, it used to be when, you know, you and your partner were touring the country just all the time.
Yeah.
Do you get to Texas very much?
Yeah, all the time.
Really?
All the time. I think San Antonio was the city I've visited most in my life. We started doing gigs there in the early 70s, and San Antonio was a really big town for us. So, you know, I could live in Texas.
Oh, believe me. Totally understand that. But I want to get back to San Antonio because I think a lot of our listeners down there would love to hear maybe one of your favorite San Antonio stories. I'm trying to imagine what it must have been like for a couple of long-haired dudes from California coming out to San Antonio. Must have been kind of interesting.
It was very interesting.
Back in the day?
It was not only that we were accepted by the Latino community and the Chicano community, it was that we were accepted by the emerging doper community.
Yeah.
And you could be both at the same time. He could be a Chicano doper. Like, wait a minute, how does this work, you know?
Did you get a lot of pushback from the law? Did you feel like you had to look over your shoulder all the time when you came to Texas?
Not at all, because you saw the country changing in front of your eyes. There were some cities, like, say, Dallas was a little more stringent than the other cities, but, you know, Houston was wide open, as it still is.
Is there something in the artists from Texas that makes them distinct from say, other Chicano artists in other parts of the country? Is there anything you see in that?
Sure, they have a Texas flavor, you know. When I discovered the Chicano artists of Texas in the 70s or the 70s, that's when I realized that there was a Chicano school, that there were these two branches of the family, because I was collecting mainly from Los Angeles and San Francisco, but there was this Texas component. They were a little more rural.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a country mouse and the city mouse, but there were two distinct branches of the same family that had the same DNA. And I thought, this school and this movement is much bigger and wider than I thought.
Let me ask a stupid question, although it comes up quite a lot whenever you use the word Chicano. How do you see what is the line that you draw between Chicano and Latino?
You know, that is in question right now. And what is the definition of Chicano today? Because it's a voluntary category. You have to declare yourself a Chicano in order to be a Chicano. Every Mexican-American is not automatically a Chicano. It denotes a certain political and social mindset.
I was going to ask, because when you said political, it does seem like that term has almost always been used in the context of politics, which,
yeah,
I guess raised the question, do you sense that this art speaks to that political aspect, or is it more to the sort of the I don't know, the aesthetic?
You know, it speaks to both, but the political aspect that it speaks to is more human rights issues rather than policy wonk issues. You know, it's the express view of humanity that is more inclusive and beneficent rather than, you know, hard lines that if you're a Republican or a Democrat, they're on this side or that side of the aisle, you know, because Chicanos are both. And that's in flux. Even, I think, what is in flux is who is a Chicano? Is it strictly only Mexican? And I don't think it is at this point. Mm-hmm. Includes Central American, South American, Mexicans that come back and forth, because that has been the process.
You don't sound anything like that guy that was in the movies that I remember seeing back in the 70s. You just don't sound like that guy. Are you still doing the comedy, or is that pretty much in the past?
No. We go out all the time, me and Tommy. We play out to three or four times a month in some Indian casino somewhere. You know, there's more Indian casinos now than there were Indians when Columbus landed.
Is that a scientific fact, or is that something surmising?
I've observed that firsthand.
I see. Cheech Marin is an actor, comedian, author, and art collector. You can check out Los Tejanos, Chicano art from the collection of Cheech Marin at the Art Museum of South Texas in Corpus Christi until April 29th. Mr. Marin, it's been a real pleasure to get to say hello to you. Thanks so much for taking
pleasure.
Some time.
We hope to see everybody at the South Texas Museum.